Oh, no. This is the kiss of death, Lee.
What is it now?
For Greenville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I don't mean to upset anybody this morning. But this Condé Nast?
Yeah.
Yeah. They compared us to Asheville.
Oh, they compared us to Asheville. Okay.
Favorably.
Well.
No. No, you don't understand. That's bad. That's really, really, really bad. Rising to the ranks of Asheville. Do you know what that means? Do you know who's trying to get to Asheville?
They're going to have those topless parades here now?
That and every other crazy thing. No, the liberals all over the country, they want to live in Asheville.
Yeah.
And then they finish us off by saying, oh, it's so much cheaper. No, don't tell them. Please. No. No, we get this all the time. My husband's in real estate, right? Yeah. In our primary market people moving to the market.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know why they're moving to the market? Do you know why Spartanburg is popular? They will tell you this. Well, I wanted to live in Asheville, but I couldn't afford it. So then I checked out Hendersonville, which was supposed to be the sort of the cheaper version of Asheville. Well, Hendersonville, I mean, those prices have gone through the roof, too.
Yeah.
So I'm settling in Spartanburg. So Asheville's your kind of place, huh? Got your kind of vibe? Oh, yeah. I wish I could. Oh, no. No. Topless parades? That's just the beginning.
Okay.
We'll have Antifa beating us up before we know it.
Now that's a little dangerous.
Yeah, and taking into cafes in the meantime. So yeah, you're right. We beat out to Napa, California, and Portland, and Key West. Okay, what do those cities have in common here? Portland, Napa, I don't know about Key West. I don't know anything about that. All of those places. They're liberal havens. It's the kind of lifestyle those folks love, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's bad. It's really bad. It's really, 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 really bad. Buy up all the land.
I've already done my part.
Yes. Yeah, you have. Hold on to the farm.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Listen to what they write. Want to get in on a secret? Plan a trip to Greenville now, and you might see it just on the cusp of stardom. The up-and-coming food lover's town got its own outpost of Sean Brock's Husk. That's a restaurant for... folks like us who can't afford to eat there.
As opposed to something you simply pull off an ear of corn.
Right, right, right. No, it's a restaurant that you and I will never eat at because we can't afford it. And its first food hall in late 2017, and its farm-to-table scene is rising to the ranks of Asheville. Try Jillian, whatever. Walk off your food coma across the 32-acre Fells Park that runs through the middle of town before going back for seconds. I knew this would happen. When I was interviewed for this job, They did not want me to come to the building. They wanted me to go downtown and meet them. And I was like, why downtown? I got to struggle to park. I went, why are they? And I went downtown. I went, oh, this is why.
Yeah.
It feels like a cross between Asheville and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Two liberal havens.
Yeah, but it's a nice area,
if
though.
You will. No, but it is. But that's the problem. We don't want anybody to know this.
Okay, well.
See, and here's the thing. Once people realize that there's a Mountain View around every corner here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how much, I go on about this all the time. You know how much cheap Mountain View property they have here?
Oh, yeah, there's still
it's
tons
insane.
Of it. Yeah.
I mean, do you know what Mountain View property will run you? Like, you know, up in the western half of south of North Carolina, in places that have actual civilization, like, you know, Asheville and Hendersonville, where you can go to restaurants and stuff. And they're telling people, hey, they got Mountain Views here and good restaurants, man. We are going to be overrun by a herd of leftists. We're going to come in here and paint everything pink.
Yeah, well, there is that.
You know? So this is a problem. This is a big problem. I don't know what you do.
Well, instead of having code pink around here, maybe we have code Bubba.
Yeah. See, this is what you need to do. If there is a house for sale, like on your cul-de-sac,
right?
Okay, you take the rifle rack off the back of your truck and you hang it over the front door. Okay, hang the rifle rack and maybe the rifle, I don't know, over the front door.
Only put the cheap rifles up there, not
you
the
just
good
put the
ones.
Cheap, not the good ones, no.
Not the good ARs.
You got to take one for the team if it gets stolen, okay? Yeah. So you put it on a rifle rack, and then you need to put your Trump 2020 sign out in the front yard, preferably with a full life-size blow-up doll of the president. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, this is how you get them to move on somewhere else. You got to create the impression that we're backwards here and unenlightened. So doing those three things I just mentioned will help a lot. You see this for sale sign going up. And if you want to go a step further, you know, put Trump 2020 signs like in every window. That'd be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be a sign of your total intolerance and they'll run with their hair on fire. I don't know what else to do.
You won't be able to go to Disney, but.
No, you will not be allowed to go to Disney. But we still don't arrest you here for that.
Yeah.
You won't have to be escorted off by 40 Disney. I'm still not over this from yesterday. And for those of you just tuning in, yeah, New York Post had the story. You should go down, you know, the
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, thank you. And that's the thing to do there is you hold up a sign, any sign, doesn't matter what sign. Right, and you photograph yourself. It's a cool thing. Well, don't do a Trump sign. It will take 40 Disney employees to escort you out. What were they afraid that would happen if they didn't have 40? He would shout Trump 2020 and somebody would...
Somebody might hear it.
That
could trigger something.
Could trigger something. Somebody could have a heart attack. I don't know. But this is bad. This is really bad. You do not want to be compared to Asheville by Condé Nast. You don't want that. That's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. If we want to preserve our way of life, if we want to get run over by a bunch of liberals demanding higher taxes and wrecking the quality of life, then it's good. But we don't want that here. We just want to selfishly enjoy it all ourselves.
$15 an hour wages at fast food restaurants so then we can pay more and still get sorry service.
Right. Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, meanwhile, here's a question for you. This guy, Scott Allen Henning, he's 25. It's happened right here in the upstate, okay? He is drunk as a skunk. So naturally, thing that you're going to want to do at that point, if you're, I don't know, four times the legal limit, he actually was four times the legal limit, is, of course, get into a car, right? Because that's what makes total sense, right? And so you take off. But you're having a good time, you know, and nobody can slow you down. And so you take off at such a high rate of speed that alarmed motorists are calling 911, begging somebody to come out and stop you. You're just plowing along, right? Well, one witness came upon Scott Allen Henning and what was left of his car while speaking to the 911 dispatcher about the drunk and reckless driving he was doing. Unfortunately, he had run into an obstacle that ultimately stopped his car. It was the car driven by Marilyn Bunkley, age 62. This is how out of control Scott Allen Henning was back in May of 2017. She saw him coming. He was all over the road. He was headed head-on to the cars in her lane of traffic. So she pulls her car clear off the road into the grass to avoid this lunatic. He nails her anyway. Kills her. Kills her. May 13, 2017. Old Buncombe Road. What's that worth? She has a mother and a grandmother. What's that worth? I'd love to know what people think. What should the sentence be for that? This is not, I blew a .10, you know, I had control, it was an accident. No, this is absolute, total, complete, and utter disregard for human life. When you have motorists calling 911 to say there's a drunk guy all over the road, driving like a bat out of hell at a high rate of speed, you don't care. What's the word? I'd love for you to text me, call me, tell me what you think that's worth, and I'll tell you what he got. Texter writes, singer Dawn Henley sang a song whose last line went, "Call something paradise, kiss it goodbye." Yeah, well, Condé Nast just pretty much called us that and compared us to Asheville. This is not good, folks. Not good. Texter writes, "Terry, you're absolutely right. You don't want to be compared to Asheville. It's referred to as the Berkeley of the Carolinas." So says Jack in Forest City, North Carolina. Wow, that's even worse than I thought, Jack. Texter writes, "Tara, I think Russ described the topless liberal women protesters in Asheville one time as a bunch of fried eggs hanging on nails." I just read the text line, folks. I don't make this stuff up. Texter writes, "To prevent liberalization in Simpsonville, you must open a nuclear power plant or oil derricks doing fracking or open a defense plant or major military installation, perhaps from the Space Force." Yeah, the more military it looks, the better. I'm on board with this. All right, Texter writes, "Oh, talking about the drunk driver. What's a life worth here in the upstate? Not much. I'm going to give you a hint. For a drunk driving accident like that, Texter writes, should get life. Probably got 3 years probation." Now, the Texter writes, "That guy should get 25 years. Now, the Texter writes, "You ought to get at least 10 to 15 years in prison, probably more. He must be held accountable." See, it's the accountability part of that. That's the problem. Texter writes, "Oh, I liked the way you're thinking. Since we've won this Condé Nast thing, you know, we got to figure out, you have a duty to your city when a house goes up for sale on your street. You have got to make sure that the left, that they don't buy it. Continuous playing of banjo music." So says Chuck in Woodruff. I like it. Bathtub or toilet filled with flowers in your front yard. Oh, yeah, junkyard. I got it. I guess. Yes, you get yourself some. Okay. Yeah, you could go to, like, I got the junkyard. You get yourself, yeah, an old toilet, bathtub. Yeah, just litter the front yard. It's only temporary. Texter writes, hang a sign in your front yard. We sell opossums. We'll cook and deliver them as well. Oh, this'll do it. Texter writes, put a Christian cross in the yard. Crosses work on liberals and vampires. Another texter writes, an American flag will repel the libs always. Yes, if you want to go for a low-key sort of repellent, that'll work. Yeah, you know, because they'll have to take a knee. They won't even be able to go into the house to check it out. You're right. Texter writes, my neighborhood is already full of illegal aliens. Liberals don't really want to live with the fruits of their labor. Okay. So here's the question real quick. Okay, I just want to know what you thought. This guy, this jerk, Scott Allen Henning, 25, got so drunk that he was four times over the legal limit. And then he thought to himself, being the genius that he is, you know what I need to do? I need to get into a car. And I feel like driving really, really fast. So fast that other drivers begin to report me to 911 given the rate of speed and my reckless drunkenness all over the road. He then crosses over the center lane. This is on Old Buncombe Road. And is heading head on into traffic. This poor woman, Marilyn Bunkley, mother and grandmother, sees him coming, pulls off the road onto the grass. But that was not enough. He slammed into her, killing her. What's that worth? I mean, that is reckless disregard for human life. I mean, four times the legal limit. It's not like the guy blew a .09 or something. What's that worth? What should you be saying? He was convicted. What should you be sentenced for? Two. Lynn in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Tara. I myself have been the victim of a drunk driver. Obviously, I survived it. I think that fool ought to get the death penalty.
The death penalty? Ah, so you're saying, you know, what he sentenced the other driver to, the death penalty.
Yes, exactly.
All right. The death penalty. Lynn says, Lynn, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm genuinely sorry. These people make me so mad. This is so preventable. What ought you to get for that? I'll tell you in just a sec what he got for that. But first, James in Pickens County, talking about how we can keep these liberals out of Greenville now that the word is out that we're like Asheville, but more fabulous.
Oh, yeah, Tara. Love your work very much.
Thank you. Just trying to help the people.
Go ahead. I'll sometimes go into downtown Greenville for leisure on Sundays, and I will take the fight to them. I usually wear my overalls.
Good.
A flannel shirt with a hole in it.
Excellent.
And work boots. And I've
boots,
got
yeah.
a brimmed cap mm-hmm. with a cross on it. And my 24-year-old Dodge pickup truck doesn't have a straight panel on it.
Excellent.
The muffler off.
That's great. Oh, you took the muffler off.
Yes.
Great.
And if I see somebody that I think is undesirable, I'll look them square in the eye and I'll say the second worst thing that you could say to them, which is howdy. First worst thing to you that you could say to them is bless you.
Oh, somewhere there ought to be hey y'all in there somewhere, right?
Oh, dang! I forgot that one. I'll work that one into my next routine.
Yes. But you know, you got the idea though, James. You're doing good. You're doing good. Texter writes, I have two banjos and a dobro. Don't know what that is, but it sounds good. We can have a picking on my front porch while the dogs chase the chickens through the yard past the jug. Get yourself some chicken. Can you rent a chicken? Can you rent one? No, I'm just saying if the for sale sign goes up in your yard, we got to keep these people out. Texter writes, Tara, the banjo will not work if they are gay liberals. God, no. Seriously? By the way, the drunk executioner, this jerk, Scott Allen Henning, 25, got 10 years for the execution of Marilyn Bunkley. 10 years. Four times over the legal limit. So out of control, drivers were calling 911 to report he was all over the road at a high rate of speed. 10 years, that's worth. Just want to let you know what the guy will get if he takes you out. Is that fair? Is that an injustice? What should you get for that? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. It is your civic duty. We have now been favorably compared to Asheville by Condé Nast. In their top 10 small cities, we did better. This is tragic than Portland. I know it's bad. and Napa Valley. Okay, but this, okay, let me explain how these things work. These top 10 cities, they're almost all liberal havens, right? Because there's no good cities, according to liberal editors, that are not liberal cities. There's not. And so they say, you know, get in there fast and buy a house here in Greenville. And then watch the magical transition that we're going to have here. It's going to be amazing once everybody discovers that if they can't afford Asheville, they can come here. Okay, to me, this is a disaster. Because if you lived in North Carolina, as I did, and watched the transformation of Asheville and Charlotte, once we started ending up on these lists, all this means is a thundering herd of liberals moves to where you are. And you got stuff like the whole idea that, you know, boys and girls... Or that gender is just a social construct and boys and girls should change together in a bathroom. That kind of stuff. I mean, that started in Charlotte after they were infiltrated. And that started by Charlotte winning, you know, stuff like this. Top, you know, 10 small city, mid-sized city. It's just, it's bad. It's bad, it's bad, bad. So we have to work together as a team here, folks. What we have to do, when you see a for sale sign go up in the neighborhood, you need you need to spring into action. I suggested mounting the shotgun rack over the front door temporarily, getting a Trump 2020 sign. But you guys have come up with much better ideas. Texter writes, I have a couch on my front porch along with my washing machine. That's good. It's good. Yeah, even better would be to plug the thing up and actually use it out there. But you're doing fine. Texter writes, you can rent a goat. I didn't know if you could rent chickens. Goat would be better because you could probably stake that thing down in the front yard. Right? Texter writes, where do we go? Oh, everybody just buy a $1,500 pickup and park it in the driveway. Yeah, you don't need one that runs. Just something you could haul there. You know what I mean? Like, so you don't have to spend $1,500. I mean, you're just talking total junkyard, right? Terry, you just sounded like a Yankee when you asked, can we rent chickens? No, but I am a Southerner at heart. Plus, I grew up in the South. Texter writes, you can actually rent chickens. Good, 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 good. Send me the link, you know, I'll pass it on. Texter writes, okay, so some of you, here we go. Tara, I know a woman that moved here from New York, but she moved back within a few months. When she moved back, she posted on Facebook that everybody was calling her ma'am in this area, and she perceived that as sarcastic attacks every day. Apparently being polite to liberals is the best way to drive them away. All right, duly noted. Texter writes, talking about the drunk driver, 10 years. 10 years, 4 times the legal limit, driving like a bat out of hell, crazy speed. The poor woman he ultimately killed here in the upstate saw him coming. He was driving head on in the wrong lane of traffic. She pulled a car over in the grass. He hit her anyway and killed her. 10 years. To me, that sounds 10 years in prison. That sounds really too low. I don't know. I think it's got to be more like 15 to 20. But if it were me and nobody wants, you know, if it were me, I don't know. I like life for that. I like it treated just like it was murder with a gun. Or a knife. But I'm probably alone in that. Especially if you're 4 times the legal limit. I mean, it's not 0.09. You know what I mean? It's not. Texter writes, maybe a 45 in a thigh holster while doing the yard work. That's great. You're thinking good. You are thinking, yeah, that's there you go. Texter writes, Tara, the easiest thing to do would be to lounge on your couch, on your porch, in your briefs. Enough said. Texter writes, put up a big red range flag and shoot firearms in your backyard. There's always that. Yes, you know what, though? You want to put the target in the front yard, I'm thinking, with all the bullet holes in it. I mean, after you shoot it up in the backyard, naturally. Texter writes, Greenville started to really slide about the time you showed up. Coincidence. I have anything to do with it. Don't blame me. Texter writes, stay the blank out of Greenville, you blanks. Yeah, we get a sign made up with that. I don't know. Texter writes, a few caged fighting cocks in the yard should scare away the liberals. Oh, boy. Texter writes, why do all the suggestions for keeping liberals out of Greenville involve making Greenville crappy? And why are you encouraging that? No, it's only temporary. No. Just while the for sale sign is up. Yeah. Texter writes, open carry in your front yard. Yeah, I like that. Another texter writes, Terry, you certainly are not alone. I agree 100% with you that the drunk driver should get life in prison without the possibility of parole. I think we ought to treat this like murder. Especially in a case this extreme. Texter writes, Alan in Greer, South Carolina, as a New York escapee, I love being called sir, but then again in New York, and here I sell guns. Yes, no wonder you're called sir. I'm going to show you respect, I'll tell you what. Oh, Texter writes, Tara, people need to start wearing their MAGA hats and Trump t-shirts everywhere they go. Stop being scared to show your support. We're well-trained by the mainstream media, so step out of your comfort zone a bit. I have, and I get mostly love and only a couple of haters. Let's keep it that way. Yeah, I like that. Oh, speaking of haters, let me ask you a question. As a man, okay, is it appropriate for you to watch an underage girl, underage, dressing and undressing? Is that appropriate? You're thinking, well, wait, couldn't I be prosecuted for that? Yeah, actually you could. I mean, you know, under the right circumstances. So if somebody were to say to you, okay, what you need to do, what we suggest is just watch this underage girl dress and undress. You're like, are you kidding me? No, I don't even want to do that. It ain't right. Well, you have to. Or you'll lose your job. Wait, what? I thought that kind of thing we frowned upon. Well, that was like 5 years ago, though. You're thinking, what? Wait till you hear. No. Wait till you hear that. Every day they come up with something crazier. If this doesn't take all, I don't know what does. Wait till you hear this. Coming up in the next segment. Texter writes, all you have to do is have a deer hanging in the tree, getting ready to gut it. You can just leave the carcass up there. It'll annoy your neighbors, though. But it's only temporary. It's for their own good, too. Yet, the Texter, yep, we had that one already. Hang your laundry in the front yard, particularly the camo. Texter writes, I have an El Camino and a broken-down truck in my yard, as well as a mini junkyard, as does my neighbor. Doing our best to keep liberals out and property prices in check. Good for you. Good for you, sir. All right, in response to my question earlier, is it appropriate for you as a male or appropriate for a male to watch an underage girl undress? You think, doesn't that kind of thing carry criminal charges? Oh, it used to. Don't know if it still does, though. Guess it depends. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? This happened in Florida. It's a girl, middle school girl, at the Pasco County School District, decides that she's a boy. Now, she's still biologically very much a girl, appears to be a girl, has all the girl attributes and features, if you know what I mean. So she decides that what she needs to do is change in the boys' locker room. So she'll, you know, get to have the full boy experience that she feels she so richly deserves to have at others' expense. So she informs the administration she will now be changing with the boys because she's a boy, even though she's biologically female. The school allowed the female student to have access to the boys' locker room without so much as informing the male students who would be sharing the locker room with the girl or their parents, because they don't need to know. According to a complaint letter from Liberty Council to Pasco County School District, the female student caught, quote, boys literally with their pants down, causing them embarrassment and concern by the fact that they had been observed changing by an obvious girl. Nobody cares. Now, the liberal is always right. And in this case, the obvious liberal is the obvious girl. And so she is always right and everybody else is wrong. And they must curtail their lifestyle to her fantasy. It gets worse. Teachers and administrators were barred from speaking about the transgender policy. And when a male PE teacher refused to supervise the boys' locker room as part of his job description with the female student while she changed with them, he was reprimanded and told he would be transferred to a different school. According to Liberty Council attorney Richard Mast, the male teacher, who is also a coach at the school, was first threatened to be put on administrative leave via email when he refused to watch her strip. She's a biological female. She's not altered that in any way. She's a middle schooler, which also makes her underage. He was informed that his refusal to oversee the potentially undressed female in the locker room would not be tolerated. Quote, unquote. Parents within the district have yet to be informed by the school of the situation, says the law firm, according to the Federalist. And the female student is still using the boys' locker room. So, believe it or not, adult male, I guess you just assume the prosecutor will not prosecute you for overseeing the undressed female who says she is a male. Can you use that as a defense, do you think? If you're a pedophile, I don't even know. I give up. I give up. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Unfortunately, the attorney said these things are going on across the country, primarily with school psychologists and guidance counselors. The attorney underscored the pervasive nature of schools neglecting to inform parents of implemented transgender policies, such as students using bathrooms and locker rooms based on so-called gender identity, as opposed to biological sex. So I don't know. I mean, if you're a grown male and the underage female begins shucking off her clothes in front of you, do you ask how she identifies? Turn your head? I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, come on. If I was a 16-year-old boy, would we all for a girl changing in a boy's locker room? Yeah, but see, this is not what this coach is dealing with. Oh, boy. Texter writes, Tara, tell the liberals not to move here because South Carolina may capsize and fall into the ocean. Signed, Airborne. It could happen. Or something. Texter writes, don't forget the rebel flag as a curtain and toilet in front yard as a planter. I actually like that idea. Toilet as a planter. No. You know what? If you were to get a real cool, sort of authentic, antique looking one, I don't know, you may find your new liberal neighbor with their own toilet as a planter. Texter writes, Tara, this country is already lost. I say no. We fight for it till the bitter end. When I was a teen, taking my clothes off in front of a girl was fine. That's not the same thing. You know it's not. Texter writes, we moved here from the Chicago area, to get away from liberalism. The good news is we go to a large, growing Baptist church and have met many transplants from liberal states trying to get away from liberal stinking thinking. I think South Carolina is just getting more red. No, I think there's a lot of that going on too. You just don't want the word getting out. You know what I mean? Texter writes, Tara, this locker room story is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that progressives are collectively losing their minds. I would have thought that was obvious by now, but I guess not. And finally, Texter writes, Tara, does it say the name of the school in Pasco County? It does not. I used to live there and I know a lot of people and parents that I could inform about this. Well, you might want to start now.